10 o'clock hour.
I'm Wilde and Tausch.
I love our fans, man. Our fans are the best. Clinkster, who you guys have completely just beaten him into submission on the
not
analytics.
True. Not
but
true.
Not true
at all.
He sent me a photo of where this Saint-Pierre is, and it's kind of in the skinny part of Canada on the bay, up a little north of Michigan there, with the Mackinac Bridge kind of taking you in there. So thank you, Clinkster.
Thank you for your service. Time now.
Hey, before we get started tonight, I don't necessarily know. For some reason, YouTube won't let me jump in there and join in and comment, which I'd love to do.
Uh-huh.
Is there a way tonight, Jesse, when I'm doing this Players Only with Bulaga, and I think I've had a fight City. City was such a big hit last time, laying in his bed and not watching the game. I want him back. We need him back. He brings something to the table.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to join probably for a shorter amount of time.
Even shorter than last time?
Yeah. How do I get to interact with our fans? If they have questions or, hey, Bonnie Holiday, you don't get a chance to talk to him much. Is there a way that I can get where, oh, so-and-so Clinkster has a question for Yvonne about learning from Reggie White and whatnot? I think I'd be fascinated. I'd love to be able to do that as they're in between plays.
You can read the comments still, right?
But I don't know if they pop up on my screen. You get what I'm saying? Because I subscribe, but they don't let me jump in, if that makes any sense to you.
Well, you could still... Why do you have to be able to jump in if you just want to read questions that other people are posing for Vonnie Holiday or for Josh Sitton or for David Bakhtiari? Yeah.
You can just see it. It's just there.
But if you want to be part of it, do you have a Gmail account?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So go to YouTube and then you can sign in with your Gmail account. And then you can chat to your heart's galore.
Okay. It won't let me do it. So I don't want to bog down our valuable time on air.
Then why did you ask now?
Because I was curious. I wanted an easy solution. And you're not giving me that.
That sounds pretty easy to me. Log in.
Does it?
With your account.
Does it?
Tausch is Players Only tonight during the first half of the Packers game.
And he may not even be able to interact with you.
We had a lot of fun on the last one. I'm hoping it'll even be more fun. Again, City is, he just brings a different energy to that show. So I'm excited, and I think it's going to be, there should be a lot of fun stuff to talk about if my prediction and my premonitions about what's going to happen tonight are going to be accurate.
Are you actually going to do it at your house this time, or are you going to go to someone else's? You want to come to my house to do
Dan
it?
Dan Kelly's basement again.
I'll be here in the
DK
studio for
was
volleyball.
Great. What a great host.
Becca can host you, and you guys can hang out at my place watching the game. We got Prime. We're good.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, I'll do that. Tell Becca I'll be over at 7:10. See if she can have like a nice nacho dip ready for me like DK did.
Time now for our prize picks of the week.
Well, let's win some money, guys. Some real projections, courtesy of our friends over at Prize Picks. Had a good stretch here, getting ready for the Picksmas days coming up. Feel pretty good about tonight's game. Let's see how you feel with me. Jordan Love, more or less than 252.5 passing yards, Tausch.
Oh, yeah. I'm on board. Big time. I think Jordan's going to have a big night. I think he's going to be in the low threes tonight. So I feel really good about that. But, you know, the one tricky part of this game, if Green Bay gets out to that hot start and gets a big lead, do we run the football maybe a little bit more? That's the one thing. That's the beauty of Prize Picks. That's what, otherwise, I'd win every time. But flow of game matters when it comes to these projections. I feel pretty good about tonight, though, that he's going to go more. I do.
Now that I've got low threes in my mind, what was the projection again, Jesse?
252.5 passing yards.
I don't think he's going to have a 300-yard passing game. But I think he's going to be somewhere between 252.5 and 299. There's going to be opportunities for him to throw the football. But I am going to disagree with Tausch on the low threes.
How about Jared Goff, more or less than 250 and a half? 2 yards less than Jordan Love on the projection. More or less, Tausch?
I think less. I think Goff is going to have a good night. I think he's going to throw some touchdowns, but I think they, you know what Dan Campbell feels. His quote a couple years ago, that has not changed. And Jason, I think you got a little queased out by it, where you pull people out to the water and you force them to, how did that exactly go again? But you bring them way out into the deep water and let's see how badly
they are able to. I thought that was Robert Sala that was drowning people.
No, I think Campbell. Anyways, you just know Dan Campbell's mindset is, we're tougher, we're more physical than you. And last year up at Lambeau, they were. I didn't feel that way this last game at Lambeau.
Mm-hmm. I
didn't sense that. Green Bay has, I think, looked at it and said, we have to be more physical. And I think that's why games like tonight is a big reason why Brian Gutekunst is like, we got to get somebody in here that's going to bring that physicality and bring that mindset to our offense. Amon Green did it for us. Josh Jacobs is doing it for this group. And that, I believe, so long answer to say less.
I'm going to say less, too. He had 412 passing yards and 4 touchdowns against Jacksonville. I don't see that happening. The rest of these games during their winning streak, 221, 269, 240, 145, 85 in that 52-14 win over Tennessee. I think they're going to score points, but I think they're going to run the football effectively. And I think my story about the Packers' improved run defense is going to look kind of dumb because they're going to be productive.
Is that Sunday article or Thursday?
I think that was Tuesday. It's hard to tell. I don't know what day it is.
Which is really like a Friday. So, yeah. Josh Jacobs, more or less, I like this one, 90 and a half rushing plus receiving yards combined.
Ooh.
90.5. Ooh. What do you think, Tausch? Whoa.
More. He's become part of the passing game. He's, you know, Charlie checkdown. And I'm going to be really interested to see Detroit's approach tonight. And you'll probably find it out pretty early. They're going to bring linebackers. They're going to bring heat. Or are they going to sit back and force them to dink and dunk? I don't know. But if they are going to sit back and dink and dunk city and play too deep and make Green Bay go methodically down the field, Josh Jacobs is going to have 4 or 5 catches on those little dunkers. And if that's the case, I'm going to say more.
Queasy is not the word, and Josh DiMaggio sending me some of the quotes from Dan Campbell from a while back. I still think it was Robert Sala who was drowning people, though. Josh Jacobs against the Dolphins carried 19 times for 43 yards. He had 4 receptions for 74 yards, so he was at 117 for total yards from scrimmage. 49 yards on that one check down that he turned into a huge play.
That was a nice play.
If I'm the Detroit Lions, I don't care who I've got in my front 4 or my front 7. I do not want him dictating the game. And so I think they are going to be hell-bent. Aaron Glenn is going to be hell-bent on stopping him. That may lead to other opportunities elsewhere in the pass game, but I would not feel great about taking the over 90.5. I think they're gonna do everything they can to stop him from controlling the football game.
I don't like that we haven't had much agreement yet today on these. Jaden Reed.
You just have to make your own choices, Jesse.
Does Jaden Reed get in the end zone more or less than 0.5 rushing or receiving touchdowns?
Yes, more.
Yes.
And he, I think, especially with Dobbsy being out, Wicks is, you know, kind of becoming that Alan Lazard type, right? He's a blocking fool from what Matt LaFleur was saying. So,
did Lazard drop that many passes?
I sent you guys a little interesting nugget yesterday that I don't see on the show sheet. But Deebo Samuel,
I didn't know you looked at the show sheet.
Props for looking at it, yeah.
I haven't looked at it yet. I did look at it, Jesse. Deebo Samuel has led the NFL in rushing as a wide receiver, which you think, oh, it's a crazy stat. It is, but it isn't. It tells you how you're trying to get your guys involved in that they're multidimensional. Who do you believe in the NFL as a wideout is leading the NFL in rushing on 12-5 of 2024?
Jaden Reed.
Isn't that interesting? Don't you guys find that interesting?
That is interesting.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next week's Tuesday article in the State Journal, Jaden Reed's rushing ability and how it matters to the Green Bay Packers offense. That's Jason Wilde.
Well, I guess I okay, first of all, I would always give you credit for brilliant ideas. Second of all, is that more indicative of how few running back wide receivers are getting rushing attempts?
Like he's a lot got a, of jet sweeps in this world, a, Jason. A lot of
I don't know.
Sweeping.
Are there, as you like to say, are there? I feel like that has kind of become passe now, and there's not as many jet sweeps. Certainly not from the Packers, there aren't. Jaden Reed, for those of you wondering, has 128 rushing yards. Now,
for
no
a
doubt,
wideout that's not Debo, that's pretty good.
I guess what I'm saying is he's only carried the ball 13 times. So it's not like they've gotten him
better.
The football. No. I understand. What I'm saying is with only 13 carries, he had the 33-yard touchdown run, right, that he had. That helped that number a lot. It doesn't feel, to me anyway, without looking at the statistics, that he's getting a lot of opportunities. It's not like they're using a lot of jet sweeps. They're going into their 13th game of the season, and he has 13 carries, which would be an average of one per game. I feel like last year they were getting him the ball, running the football, more frequently than that. So my point is that it doesn't feel like he's getting that many opportunities as opposed to the second half of last season when it felt like it happened more. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, and maybe tonight we'll see some sprinkling.
Perhaps.
Maybe we'll see some sprinkling.
So that 0.5 doesn't matter how he gets in the end zone, even if it's a punt return.
Correct.
Okay. Next.
Last one, Tucker Kraft, more or less 37.5 receiving yards.
Oh, the problem is Detroit's strength of their defense now is safety play.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker's been balling. And he has called out old Kirby. He's called Kirby out to the mat. I can't wait for that matchup. I do believe we have the best tight end in this game. I know everybody loves Sam Laporta and what he does. Tucker's a dog. I think he's a better blocker. I think he's more explosive than Laporta. I was big on him last week with Moore. I think Detroit's going to say, no. I'll go less on Tucker Kraft tonight.
The line that you're referring to is Tucker Kraft saying that he is looking forward to getting his hands on Kirby Joseph. When he said that, I guess I didn't realize. How it might be trash talk. Like the way he said it was not like a trash talky way. He did call him a respectable player in the NFC. Is that's a diss, right?
Yeah.
Like when you're tied for the NFL lead in interceptions with Xavier McKinney, and he calls you respectable, that's like he tries hard, right? Like that's not exactly high praise. So I will be very curious to see if this ends up being a storyline in this game. But the bottom line is, I'm going to take more from Tucker Kraft on 37.5 yards, that's for sure. Tausch, tell us more about Prize Picks.
The best place to get real money sports action? Well, you know it's Prize Picks. It's made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody, and it is simple to play more or less on at least two players. Said I'm going to go more on Jordan Love tonight. I'm going to go less on Jared Goff. You guys, take a look, see what you think. The Tucker Kraft one is interesting to me. So Jaden Reed for a touchdown. I'm going to go more on that as well. That's what's beautiful about Prize Picks. Everybody gets their look. You can turn your sports expertise into real money cash. And Prize Picks puts their members first. All withdrawals are fast, safe, and they're secure. When your picks hit, you get your money back in as quick as 15 minutes. Download the app today. Use code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 line. Again, code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 line. Prize Picks.
Run!
Your
game?
Sure. Run your game. Absolutely. Yeah, really. That's what you should do.
Lame. Lame your game with that. Your part was lame.
You're very weak. Critical of my live reads today. You've been very
That
critical.
Was a very dismissive your.
Yeah, for sure.
Your.
What is the deal with Jesse is coming at old T a lot this week. I think Jesse.
Buyer beware, fissure?
Jesse Nelson. Buyer beware. I don't know. Something's fishy. Something's fishy.
Up in Mackinac Island. Our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Coming up next, but before that, we got to do our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. And, you know, I tell you this every Thursday, whether it's a game day or a regular Thursday, or maybe some weeks it's a Tuesday because we're going into Thanksgiving. But every time Brandon McManus, Matt Orzech, and Daniel Whelan trot out for a field goal attempt, my first thought, Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffel's is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffel's is donating $1,000 for Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffel's has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934. They are 100% employee-owned, and they are a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. And if you're asking yourself, Jason, or you're asking me, as it were, how many field goals have they made so far this season? So far this year, 22 field goals. So $22,000 already from Steinhoffel's to Special Spaces Wisconsin. And more importantly, Brandon McManus has made 10, and he's only attempted 11. So fewer missed field goals as well. Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
Time for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. I have not checked the standings. I have not checked on the Clinkster and if he's recovered from
the controversy. The firm this week, huh?
I don't think that they were bullied. I think that there were some critiques
bullied.
That were delivered.
Y'all bullied. No, you bullied him.
If you're wondering about the standings, despite having double the amount of weekly victories as old T, Tausch and I are somehow tied at the top of the standings.
Somebody bully somebody into getting extra points?
I didn't bully anybody into anything. I have been supportive and said thank you for your service for guys doing work.
Why don't you pay them?
Paid
yeah, why don't you
and
pay
really
them?
Any acknowledgement.
That's awfully nice of you to thank them for their service.
Bunch of grief from two unthankful whatevers. I don't have a great
unthankful
word. I don't want to use
whatevers.
Anything.
Good one.
I don't want to use anything flagrant, so I'm going to just say that.
Never been more insulted in my life.
Respectable.
That's definitely not true.
All right, Tausch, who are you taking?
Boy. I thought about going back to the Tay Wicks well, because I think with Dobbs being out, he's going to get looks. Mm-hmm. But something just tells me. Something tells me. Bo Melton's going to have a night. I don't know why. There's not any rhyme or reason to it. Mm. I think he's going to make a play on special. I think he's going to have a night. I'm going to go with Bo Melton tonight. He's a big – if you start looking back, he has been a big-time performer in big-time games.
Big-game Bo.
While it's not a playoff game, it's a big-boy game tonight. He's not on IR or something, is he?
No.
I just want to make sure.
I like Bo. Okay. Really, really, really likable fella.
Nice guy. I heard he's even-keeled. Almost as even-keeled as the guy that took a week off and quit on his team for a week.
Well, he was non-confrontational about it. He just didn't show up. Jesse, who you want?
Not only is this guy going to have a nice night tonight, but then he's going to road trip down to Indianapolis and see his alma mater win a Big Ten championship game Saturday night. Evan Williams is my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week.
I thought about that, too. That's a good pick, Jesse.
Thank you, Old
T. That's why you're tied with Old T, because you make good, solid selections.
As much as I would like to take Kingsley Enagbare, because he wins every week, sometimes when he deserves it and sometimes when he doesn't.
Intangibles.
They definitely love Enagbare up there in Canada, for sure.
Big in Sault Ste. Marie.
And Sault Ste. Marie. I'm taking Tay Wicks again.
Good pick.
I don't know what he's going to have to do to surpass Bo Melton, since we have two wide receivers that have been selected. But I'm taking Tay Wicks. And look, he had a couple of plays against Miami. I'm eager to see if he can start parlaying that into more and more success, because obviously his season has been one of inconsistency. All right, that is the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. You've got ours. Now we'll take yours on the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed. Just make sure you're in Steinhoffel's, because you know their social media team loves to get in on it as well. Speaking of social media mavens, the great Rob Domofsky scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
It is time. That was what Kevin Green said during the Super Bowl. Rob's got some good Kevin Green stories. Zombo! From ESPN.com's NFL Nation, it is time for Rob Domofsky. Rob, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jason?
Weston Detroit Airport?
No, guess again.
Hmm.
Well, I went back to Saint-Sulpere.
Eight-mile motel with M&M.
The Renaissance, the Marriott Renaissance downtown.
Oh, you walk into the game tonight?
The big tall one. I don't know. Yeah. I'm looking for somewhere to go get some lunch because I need a big hearty meal, because we know the Ford Field food's going to be terrible in the press box. And there's I was looking at a couple places right by Ford Field that I was going to walk to for lunch. So if I walk there for lunch, walk back, don't I then have to walk right back to the stadium? I
may get your steps in. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. I need your expertise, because old boy here has got a really good feeling about tonight. He is brimming with confidence and hope, largely, but not exclusively, because of the Lions' injuries on defense. Now, I know you NFC North guys did a round table this week. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Lions, is Tausch justified or unjustified in his confidence in the Packers' offense against this banged-up, tattered defense?
You're giving me flashbacks to Kevin Green yelling at me by using unjustified. Here's why I think Tausch might be justified, is that so many of their injuries are in one spot, you know, on the defensive. You can sustain, you know, if you have one injury up front, maybe one in the linebacking core, one in the secondary secondary. But when you have an entire position that's decimated, like their defensive line has been of late, I do think that is that's a problem for you, for your team, if that happens to you. And it's definitely an area to attack. Now, here's what I was thinking about this yesterday, and we were talking about this on KBN, that these teams are kind of headed in slightly different directions. The Packers are on the ascent. The Lions maybe are just sort of flatlining a little bit. I mean, they're not – I don't know that they're getting worse. But the point is, I guess, where does it intersect, right? Like, where – is the Packers ascent up to the point where the Lions have just been steady? Is it past it? Is it not there yet? That's what I wonder about this game, because I still think the Lions are – they started out as at a higher level than the Packers did. The Packers obviously are on the upswing, but have they swung up enough? I guess is what I'm saying.
So, Rob, I used literally that exact same analogy of the airplane, and there's a little chop where the Packers are ascending. I did not use the cross section, but okay. Is this the best? The last 2 weeks, this is the best all-in football, we're talking defense, special teams, and offense, that you've seen from this team this season?
I think it is. I mean, I remember at the time thinking the Houston game, you know, was a big one. And they played well, but I would think for an extended period of time, this is. Now, Tosh, I would feel like if I were them, I would feel a lot better if I had Edger and Cooper today. Those two running backs are really good. I think that's a McDuffie had a great game. Eric Wilson's been steady. You know, Quay, obviously, you know, you guys, I'm sure, have talked about it. Jason wrote about it, how he's playing his best. But I would feel much better. Not that I feel bad about where they're at, but I would feel a ton better if Edger and Cooper were playing and playing healthy, and being what he was before he had this this hamstring injury.
Yeah, how concerned, because for as good as I feel about this offense versus the banged-up Detroit defense, and if you look back, Green Bay had success moving the football, even in that beatdown that the Lions gave us the last time. But how good do you feel about the defense? To me, this is a complete unknown tonight. I don't know. Yeah. They could run for 250, or Green Bay could do a great job of kind of corralling these guys now that we know all their signals. What do you think is what do you think is more likely tonight?
Well, and I think I would like to say that I think they're better equipped to shut those guys down than they've been maybe at any point in the season. I'm talking about Gibbs and David Montgomery, but this is going to tell us if they have a playoff winning defense, right? Like, it's not a disaster if they get beat today, but it will keep some doubt in our minds as they get into January football. But if they come out and hold these guys to 3.2 yards a carry, and it's maybe they rush 30 times for 95 yards or whatever the math would be on that, then I think you feel really good about it, and you feel like this is something that they have improved on, and it's not going to be the same old in the playoffs where Raheem Mostert or whoever it is runs crazy on them. But this is a huge test for that run defense. There's no doubt about it.
All right, Rob, the other part of this, and I thought Adam Stenovich, I brought this up on the show earlier in the week, made a really interesting point that I had not thought of, in part maybe because I don't go on the road like I used to. But the road games this year, right? Brazil, neutral site, both teams had to travel there. Tennessee, L.A., Jacksonville, 50-50 crowds. Alex Stroff was in Nashville. He said it was 70-30. Did you think that?
I don't know if it was quite that strong. I think we always tend to exaggerate when there's lots of Packers fans there, and it's probably closer to 50-50. The fact that you see every one of those cities that you talked about, it was definitely the crowd was definitely no factor against the Packers. That's for sure. And by the time they got leads in those games, it felt more like there were more Packers fans. I don't think it's going to be that way tonight, although we did see a lot of Hawaiian blue in Lambeau whenever the month or so ago. But, I mean, look, if you're a Packers fan and you want to go to a road game and you're looking at the schedule, Detroit in the first week of December, probably not your destination choice.
So how do you, like, I took a shot at Tausch because I do that whenever I have the opportunity with Steno, but you look back on when we were covering this team and Tausch was on it, or even before that under those Holmgren teams, it was really problematic to go into the Metrodome, even to go into the Silver Dome, right? Like before Ford Field. Like,
yeah, I don't know that I think Ford Field's a really good place. I really like it for an indoor stadium. I don't know that it is anywhere near as loud as, you know, the Superdome, the old Metrodome. But, I mean, I guess we haven't seen the Lions necessarily playing this well the Packers come to town. You
know, like, and that's what I wanted to...
Yeah, last year at Thanksgiving, the Packers kind of took them out of it pretty quickly just by, you know, getting out fast, starting fast. So I don't know.
Right.
It'll be the toughest environment for the offensive line, the offense, the cans, kills, all that kind of stuff.
But you were there on Thanksgiving last year, and I wasn't. Yeah. And that's what I'm curious, like when they started to rally, did it get loud? Because you're right. I don't remember going there. You know, maybe the last time I was there was 15 for the Hail Mary or 16. But they weren't ever good. But I remember there were times when they would get the Packers on the ropes, and it did get loud in there. And I'm just really curious to see how they handle it tonight.
No, I am too. It has yet to strike me in what we've been coming here for. When this opened, like 2000, 2001, somewhere around there. I know I covered at least one or two games in Pontiac, but it's not that way. Interesting thing, you mentioned 2015, Jason. I believe that's the last time they had back-to-back Thursday games.
Correct.
They played on Thanksgiving at home against Chicago in that terrible rain game, and then came here for the Hail Mary game. So just a small bit of trivia.
All right, Rob, talking with Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com. He is in Detroit, high above. He's right across the river from Windsor, not from Sault Ste. Marie.
Well, I don't know where Sault Ste. Marie is.
Neither does Tausch, nor does he know what it's called. Let's talk a little bit more about the pass defense for the Packers, because Tausch has also predicted a shootout for tonight.
Yeah.
No Jair Alexander. Bill Huber, I'm trying to give this stat as much run as possible because I don't know if he ever was given the actual opportunity to write the stats because some people put it on social media. But the idea of 999 snaps for Eric Stokes without an interception or a pass breakup. I would think that Carrington Valentine plays more than him, but how do you like this secondary against those pass catchers in Detroit?
Well, I mean, St. Brown is so versatile, right? I mean, he lines up all over the place. Plays outside, plays in the slot, goes in motion a lot. Obviously, it's a tough cover. But I got to say this, like, and Jair is a great player, don't get me wrong. But I feel like at this point with Jair, it's like if you have him, it's almost a bonus.
I agree.
And you just – they've learned to live without him. I don't think it's like, oh, my gosh, they haven't played without Jair. They're in big trouble, you know, facing these guys. Jameson Williams is really fast. That's the other thing, too. I asked Halfley about this when we talked to him the other day. They didn't have Jameson Williams in that game at Lambeau. I mean, from what I've seen of him lately, man, that guy can move. So – I think it's going to be a tougher cover than it was maybe at Lambeau. But look, I don't necessarily think you're going to see a lot of Eric Stokes. You'll see Valentine. He's gotten healthier. He's played more. And this is a game where, look, I mean, someone between McKinney, Bullard, and Evan Williams is going to have to make a play or two.
All right, Rob, before we let you go and before we let you go walk to lunch somewhere near Ford Field, is it cold there, by the way? Is it as cold as it is back home?
Don't go to Mom's Spaghetti, Rob. Don't go to M&M's spot. No, it sucks.
Okay, I don't know.
It's overrated, overpriced. It sucks.
Okay. It's 27 degrees. It snowed here briefly last night for like 20 minutes, and it was this fastest, quickest, heaviest snow.
That had to be magical. Watching that snow.
Yeah, it had not stuck. Yeah, I was sitting in a place that Jason had been to a time or two. The old Shillelagh. Was watching the Duke Auburn game.
Old Shillelagh.
Over a pint of Guinness.
It's not at all what you're apparently thinking it is.
It's an Irish pub.
Okay, it sounds risque, big fella. Sounds risque.
Like Sault Ste. Marie. So, Rob,
if you had Detroit-style pizza...
What is Detroit? You have not had it.
It's a caramelized... It's a square pan, but it's like caramelized edge. Yeah, it's a pan pizza.
It's right? square.
I was looking at a place. I think it was called Bricks. It's on the list of potential lunch spots. And it was square pizza.
That's a heavy meal though for a long day. That's a heavy meal.
Yeah, leftovers in the room at night though.
I got time for a nap before the pregame show. which I will be appearing on 5:30 Eastern and 4:30 Central time with whoever's hosting the pre. Look at that. There's the promo. So I got some time for a nap. And you're right, Jesse. Like, I'm going to need something back in the room. And when I get back here at like 2 o'clock in the morning for a little late night snack.
All right. I will be doing the pregame show from outside basketball practice since we're practicing tonight. And somehow they'll have to manage to have a practice without my coaching acumen. But here's the last question for you. All right. This is the third time during our time covering the team. You kind of hinted at this earlier that the Packers have gone Thursday to Thursday. In 2007, they win in Detroit on Thanksgiving. They go to Dallas. We were both there, and the Rodgers moment happens. In 2015, they play at home against the Bears in the slop. They lose. They go to Detroit the following week, and Rodgers to Rodgers, the Hail Mary happens. Being the bold predictor of future events that you are known for being, what will be the bold thing, the memorable thing that happens tonight in Packers Lions, because every time on that second Thursday, something magical seems to happen.
Yeah, that's a great one. The game, the Richard Rodgers game. I was looking back at this week. I forgot they were down like 20-0 in that game to start that game. If I'm not mistaken, it was bad. Last year here on Thanksgiving, it was a Jack Harlow halftime concert, which was not at all memorable or entertaining.
You're vanilla, baby.
Yeah. Maybe this is the, they've been so close on Keyshawn Nixon stuff. I'm going to say Keyshawn Nixon busts a return. If he indoors, it's going to be tough to get one. But somehow, some way, they're going to get the ball in Keyshawn Nixon's hands, and it's going to be, a season's worth of frustrations for him, because but just really haven't had a lot of opportunity. Somehow, some way, they're going to get the ball in Keyshawn Nixon's hands, and he's going to make an electric play that will be memorable. Whether it's enough to win the game, we'll see.
All right, Rob, we will be following along.
If he fumbles one, does that then also give Rob a win? If it's a memorable in a bad way, I guess we want to make sure, because our Steinhoffels folks have had some. We just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah, no, I never get to participate in the Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week.
Oh, you should. It's fun. You'd really love it. It's a fun little
You want to be the judge next year?
Oh, wow.
No, I don't.
Wow.
Perfect job for you.
Dang.
Rob, write well. Enjoy the game. We look forward to you on Green Bay game day pregame tonight, a little bit later for you since you're in that Eastern time zone. And we'll see what magical thing may or may not happen between the Packers and the Lions. Buddy, we appreciate you. Thanks.
All right, we'll be seeing you.
That is the great Rob Domofsky. You will hear him on the pregame edition of Green Bay game day with... Oh, who's all on there? It's Alex Strolf. It's Gabe Neitzel. Maybe John Anderson will stop by. Brian Bulaga will be there. I will be there from 5 to 6. I would put our crew up against anyone that you can listen to before the game. Lots of great insight to be had from all of our teammates that are part of that. Want to remind you, too, that it is brought to you in part by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. David and his team. Talk about great teams. Bunch of great lawyers, great history, great success and track record. 414-276-6666 is the number to call. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
No more, no more, no more.
Thanks to Rob Domofsky. It's always great to catch up with him. I hope he finds quality Detroit-style pizza. Jesse, you never actually got that, right? If I'm getting my memories correct.
Yes. Oops, sorry. That's Rob still. I'm here.
Hey, Rob! Welcome back!
Yeah, when we went to Detroit, we never went out for Detroit-style pizza while we were there. It was very irritating. I wanted to, Everyone else is
Why
like...
Why would you not? I still... Don't understand that. I know you thought all the pandemic and everything was closed. Is that the excuse?
No, it was after that. It was weird that in Detroit, a lot of their establishments were closed on Sunday of the game.
I remember you complaining about that.
That was very strange because we did have several places that we thought about going for dinner on Sunday that we weren't able to go to.
Spaghetti?
But that was one of them, actually, yes.
heard not to go there.
Yep.
Overrated and overpriced.
There was a pizza place. Like Rob, we stayed at a hotel right in the heart of downtown. There were plenty of options right around our hotel. We were out at a couple of other establishments before and after the game, getting our coolers.
You got that same club, Jason and Rob?
We were not.
Frequent. What is that place called?
The old Shillelagh.
Detroit Club.
Not strip club.
What an old...
Sault Ste.
You guys
Soiree.
Are a couple filthy dogs, you and Robbo.
No, but that's where a lot of our colleagues would go in Windsor, Canada, which apparently is known for those types of establishments, which I have never attended.
Right?
It
really?
Is. That's
oh,
what I'm told.
Interesting.
The old Shillelagh is on the American
very
side
interesting.
In Detroit.
All right. Okay.
By the way, can I just, as an aside, before Tausch tells us about Tito's again, I went and got my Johnson & Sons paving hoodie that you were so nice enough to... I was going to say get me, but really they gave it to you and you just made sure that I got it from them. Yeah. It is really warm. I don't know why it's so cold in our house today. I usually don't need a hoodie for our program, but man, this is. I can see how these guys, when they're working in cold temperatures, love these hoodies. It is really nice. And you can see me because I'm bright orange, so I'm also safe while I'm doing the show. But I'm nice and warm and toasty now, just like you feel after you've had something with Tito's in it on a cold winter night.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I'm doing a Tito's read, not a Johnson & Sons paving, right?
No, Tito's. Yeah, Tito's.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day? Yeah. Pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. And, of course, that is Tito's for me. You're calling a game. You change up your roster. Just make sure it's Tito's that is your first round bottle pick. Whose house? I'm not sure whose house I'm going to be at to do the players only tonight, but I will have a Tito's with me. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour with the weekend preview presented to you by Johnson & Sons Paving and my cozy sweatshirt. That starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.